So I've been thinking recently about design sign-off. And when you receive a design from a web design agency or from a freelancer or an internal designer or whoever, and you need to get sign-off from various people within the organization before the design can go ahead. And it's kind of a scary time, really, because everybody's got their opinions about design and it can be a very controversial subject. So how do you get around this? How do you get sign-off and approval from everybody to take a design forward without it turning into a major nightmare? Well, there's several things you can do. First of all, don't send the design round in an email asking people what they think. That's bad for two reasons. Reason number one is because the people receiving the design aren't receiving any context. In other words, they don't understand the process and the thinking that's gone into the design. Some people have the opinion that you should be able to just look at a design and, you know, it's the first impressions that count. But actually, that's not true. Having the background and knowing how a design was produced and why it was produced in the way it was is vital. And is a key component of the whole process. So instead of emailing the design round, what about getting the designer to record a short video that kind of explains the process that went into the design and why the design is the way it is? Then you can share that around, and whoever sees the design is also going to know everything and all the background about the project and how it works. The second problem with that email was you asked, or I suggested that you ask the question, what do you think of the design? And that's not a good thing to do either, because that means the feedback you're going to get is about people's personal perspectives and thought on the design rather than on the actual value of the design itself. It's not about personal opinion, is it? It's about whether it meets business needs and user needs. So in which case, ask exactly that. When you send a design round, ask for feedback that answers certain specific questions. Does this meet the user's needs? Does this meet your business objectives? Is this in line with the wireframes people signed off? You know, does it display the content correctly, etc., etc.? Don't ask people for their personal opinions, because their personal opinions are not what matters. The other thing that can be problematic with design is when you get a group of people in a room to review the design together. You're much better off, if you want to get sign-off within your organisation for a piece of design work, to divide and conquer, to speak to people individually. The trouble with groups is that they're often dominated by one or two individuals that have got very strong opinions. And then the people that are quieter in the group go away feeling frustrated and like their voice hasn't been heard. Also, those dominant individuals will use the power of the group and kind of bullying people to be behind them to force their opinions through. The other problem with the group is if you get a couple of dominant individuals who have differing opinions, it tends to turn into a fight and a battle of wills, and design gets caught in the middle. You often end up with compromised design, where you kind of try and reach a consensus in the group and it compromises the integrity of the design and ruins it. The final piece of advice I would suggest is, where possible, avoid having too many people involved with the sign-off of the design process. If you can just keep it to one or two people, that will make an enormous difference. If, on the other hand, you're in a position where you have to show it to a larger number of people, my recommendation is to go really large and show it to as many people as possible and try and make those end users rather than just people internally within your organisation. The great thing about going out to a large number of people is that any individual personal opinion is drowned in the crowd, so to speak, and it becomes about statistics and trends of the feedback you're receiving. So it can be a much more effective way than ending up with a smallish group of people. Ideally, of course, you want one strong decision maker, but that doesn't always work. So anyway, there's a few suggestions about how you might go about getting sign-off internally for the designs that are produced. Hopefully it'll be helpful and will make things go just that little bit smoother.